Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today is Koach B'Nisan. Yeah, B'zat Hashem, we have Shabbat Kodesh, Shabbat Mevarchim, Rosh Chodesh right after Shabbat, Shabbat Shem, a lot of stuff. Sefirat HaOmer. In Parashat HaChalemot, the parasha begins by recording the death of the two B'nei Aharon. There's a very famous Zohar HaKadosh that says that if a person, you know, there's two times a year where we read Parashat HaChalemot. When? Parashat HaShavua, and it's Kriya Shel Yom HaKippurim. And the whole Masechet Yomah is based on this parasha. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashat HaChalemot says that if a person feels bad, feels sorrow for the death of Nadav Avihu B'nei Aharon, and sheds tears for them on Yom HaKippurim, he says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, all of his avonot are forgiven, and his children will not die in their lifespan, in his lifetime. Zohar Meforash. On Yom Kippur. Yeah. Very special thing.
Wow.
Very, very. Rabbi,
you have to bring yourself. Can you repeat that?
The Zohar HaKadosh says Meforash in the beginning of Parashat HaChalemot that if a person feels sorrow for the death of B'nei Aharon as the parasha is being read and he sheds tears for it on Yom Kippur, all of his avonot are forgiven and his children will not die in his lifetime. Zohar HaKadosh Meforash. Shalatim? It's big stuff. Yeah, so now you know how to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur. Yeah, this coming Shabbat, lo la'asot, he's not supposed to cry b'Shabbat. But Yom Kippur, you do cry. Yom Kippur, afino imchal b'Shabbat, you cry. Now, over here, it's a very interesting idea. The Sichot Musar goes into it. He says, what is it exactly, Mechila, that how are we supposed to feel such sorrow for something that happened thousands of years ago? Nadav Avihu are people that we never met before. So why are we supposed to be feeling that kind of tzar? He brings a very interesting Gemara in Masechet Chulin. The Gemara says, Chulin daf ayin alef, uvalashon hazeh amar li, Ben Azai said this about himself. Chaval al Ben Azai shelo shimesh et Rabbi Ishmael. He was talking about himself. He says, Chaval that I, Ben Azai, never served or learned under Rabbi Ishmael. Now, what does that mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh. What does chaval mean?
Shame.
What do you mean it's a shame? Says shame. Rashi. Chaval, hefsed v'chavala hi ba'olam. It's a loss and detriment to the entire world that I didn't learn under Ben Azai. Talmid vatik kamoni, ani Ben Azai, shelo shimashti et Rabbi Ishmael. That a talmid like me didn't serve or learn under Rabbi Ishmael. Now this is coming from Rabbi Ishmael. The Gemara says about him, in Bechorot Daf Nun Chet, you know, about Ben Azai. You know what Ben Azai said? You know what he said? He says, Domim alai kol chachmei Yisrael ke klipat ashum. Chutz min hakereach hazeh. All chachmei Yisrael, I consider them like a garlic peel compared to myself. Besides for this bald one. Who was he talking about?
Ishmael.
No, Rabbi Akiva.
He was bald.
Yeah. Mikol makom. It wasn't Chas V'Shalom Gaava. Ben Azai knew his word. Huh? No, because he was just exclaiming who he was. He knew his worth. Klapei Chachmei Yisrael. He was the Gedol Ador, hands down. And he says, a person like him, he says, a person like me, that wasn't Mishamesh Rabbi Ishmael, it's not only Chaval for me, he said, it's Chaval for the entire world. Why? The world could have gained so much more had I served and learned under Rabbi Ishmael. We find the same thing by Eliyahu Navi. It says that the other Nevi'im in the times of Eliyahu told Elisha, the Talmid of Eliyahu, they told him, Hine na yeshet avadecha chamishim anashim b'nei chayim, yelechu navi vakshu et adonecha pen nesaor ruach adonai v'ashlecho v'echad harim o v'echad ha-ge'ayot. After Eliyahu Navi went up in the storm to Shamayim, the Nevi'im told Elisha, maybe we'll send out a search party to go look for Eliyahu. Maybe he's lost. Maybe the wind took him, you know, behind one of the mountains. What? Rashi says, what happened now? If Shar Emesh Amru lo hayadata ki ayom Adonai lokech et Adonecha ve'achshav ne'ayla mehim hechan hu. Yesterday, these same Nevi'im came to Elisha and they told him, your Rebbe is going to, he's going to be taken by Hashem tomorrow. And today after it happened, what happened? They said what? Let's go look for him. You just prophesied yesterday that he's going to be gone. What are you saying? Says Rashi, Melamed miyom she'nignaz Eliyahu הלכה ונסתלקה רוח הקודש מן הנביאים. From the day Eliyahu Navi went away, the Ruach HaKodesh was taken away from all the Nevi'im also. Even though yesterday they had the Ruach HaKodesh and they prophesized about the fact that he's going away, once he was taken away, what happened to the Nevu'ah in general? Got decreased. They didn't know what happened to him anymore. Even though, by the way, what kind of Nevi'im were these? It says, Hine Hashem lokach et Adonecha. They told Elisha, Hashem is going to take your master. Which means what? No. Why didn't they call him our master? The Gemara says, Melamed, they're on the same level as Eliyahu Navi. These Nevi'im, these 15 Nevi'im that were speaking to Elisha, they were on the same level as Eliyahu Navi. And as soon as Eliyahu Navi was taken away from the world, what happened to everybody's collective level of Nevu'ah? Dropped. Why? Because that's what the tzaddik does. The tzaddik doesn't only learn for himself, doesn't only live for himself. His hashpa'ah, his feeling, you know, about a month ago, a little bit more than a month ago, in Shushan Purim, the world lost Rav Chaim. Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha. The world, the Torah in the world took a hit. Yiddishkeit in the world took a hit. When you lose such a gedol ador, he didn't only pass away himself, he passed away for the whole generation. You took a hit. Mamash kacha. You know, also, it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara, everybody knows the famous Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, Daf Samach Aleph, that Daf Samach Bet, that discusses the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva now, during this period of Sefirat HaOmer. Why do we mourn for it? Obviously, it's a big loss, but there's many other tzaddikim that died throughout history, but why do we make such a big deal about the loss of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? You know why? Because over here, the Gemara says beferush that when all of them died, the 12,000 pairs or the 24,000 students, the Hayya Ha'olam Shamim, the world was desolate of all Torah, darkness. Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva etzel Rabotenu Sheba Darom. Rabbi Akiva came to the students in the south, his five new students, who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Nechemiah, and he taught them Torah. And that's where the entire Torah, the whole world came from, those five Talmidim who learned from Rabbi Akiva. So they reestablished the Torah. So why Avelut? You know what the answer is, Rabotai? Because can you imagine all of the Torah today that we have is from those five Talmidim? Can you imagine if the 24,000 Talmidim, of the original Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva would have stayed alive, what the Torah landscape would have looked like today? Look, no. Look. All the yeshivot and kolelim and Talmid Chachamim and Bnei Torah, everything that we have in the world today, which is Yishtabach Shemo, there's never been a generation Am Yisrael with so much rampant Torah and accessibility to Torah. And where's all that from?
Five
students. Can you imagine what 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva would have done to the world? Not too much. Ami Haaretz wouldn't exist. There would be no such thing as Am Haaretz. Combine them, everybody would be Talmid Chachamim. Can you imagine Am Yisrael without Am Haaretz? There was a generation like that, by the way.
Chizkiyahu
Amin. Badku, Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva, v'lo matzu tinok v'tinok etshru b'kiim, b'ngayim v'aolot. No such thing, even little kids. B'kiim b'shas. Everybody, no such thing. Right? That was our first, I think our first slogan in SBM was say no to Amaretz. Right? Say no. Say no. Lo liot Amaretz. Liot ben Torah. Yeah, Rabotai, that's what we cry over. That's the avilut that we have during Yemei Sefirah for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because we have great stuff now. But where we could have been the hashpa'ah that they would have had on the world, and not only did they die, but a part of our Torah died with them. And so, you understand what I'm saying? A part of our capabilities died with them as well. A person should never think to himself, what am I going to achieve? Your achievement is not only your self-achievement. Your achievement in Torah, in Avodat Hashem, Yirat Shamayim, and everything that comes along with it is an achievement for the entire Am Yisrael. The rewards are reaped by all of us together collectively. We're all in the same boat. Understand that? You're not only one for yourself. It's an amazing vart. A person has to push himself. Now during Sefirat HaOmer especially, you have the Sefirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut, all sorts of tikkunim. This is the time for a person to perfect his midot, perfect his limud, to be matmid v'shoked b'Torah. You're going back to Eretz Yisrael, shtabach shemo. Learn more. And even if you're staying here, learn. You can make yourself a little bit of Dalet Amot Shel Eretz Yisrael Al Yedei Limud HaTorah wherever you go. You have your square over here. If you're sitting and learning Torah on it, it becomes Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. You know that? Kacha. No, it doesn't say Megillah, but that's what it is. You can infuse your location with Kedushat Eretz Yisrael Al Yedei Limud HaTorah. This is the time of Hita'alot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligates us to push ourselves to the max. Because it's not only us, it's our children, it's our friends, it's our families, it's all of Am Yisrael. The Hashpa'ah, the impact is felt by everybody. I want to thank you for listening. I want to wish you all Shabbat Shalom Borach, Tzkum Shem Rabot Na'imot Letovot, have a healthy summer, Gesunter Zumer, and Bezat Hashem Nesi'ah Tova. Have a safe trip back to all of the yeshiva boys and seminary girls. Learn well, have a very, very fruitful Zman. Learn well, and hopefully, like my bracha to you is like we said earlier, hopefully you shouldn't come back, and we should all meet you there. Be'ezat Hashem, b'mehera bi'yameinu mamash, amen ken yei ratzon.